Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
If you pay close attention to baseball, when a guy makes it to the big leagues many times, on, depending on what roster you have access to, it will give, you know, the height, weight, where they were born, their years, all those things. And then there'll be another name, and you'll say, well, who's that name? And it's the area scout that signed them or that identified them, so that they drafted them and eventually signed them. Fred Guerrero has done that for some time, and he comes with a little bit of a baseball family history, but he was the one that first saw Miguel Sano at a very young age. He joins us now. Fred, thank you for giving us some time tonight.
No problem. How you guys doing?
Good. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. Just, I guess, enjoying the weather here with Miguel. We're never around here at this time of year. So.
Yeah, you tell Miguel that we want him here now in the winter all the time now that he's got that big contract, eh?
Yeah.
Fred, when you first saw Miguel Sano, how did you hear of him? How old was he, and where did you go find him?
So what I do is in the Dominican, I got an area scout in every region of the country. So my area scout, who is still my area scout back then, his name is Louis, called me and said, well, there's a 10-year-old kid you need to see. He's very impressive. So I got in my car, drove like an hour and a half, and that was Miguel. I'm talking about probably summer of 07. That would probably put Miguel 14 years old or 13, something like that.
Okay, and, so you go there, and here's this 13, 14-year-old, and what does he show you? What do you see?
All right, so basically when I go see a kid, I have them run 60 yards, and he ran 6'5". I'm talking about a lanky kid, tall lanky kid, 160 pounds.
Yeah, at that time we called Miguel lanky.
Yeah, I'm talking about the 6'4", 280.
Yeah,
Miguel, that's now. So you know, he's a wiry kid, lanky. You know, ran 6'5", had a plus arm for a shortstop. You know, he moved well and had good actions. And when it was time to hit, that's what we do last. He was very impressive. He was so easy. He made contact at the ball jump, you know. And at that age, Sano compare raw power wise to like a 20-year-old kid, and he was
really?
Only 13.
Okay, so how do you know if that kid has topped out? Now you always hear the stories about the kid that grew early and then he never got any better. How do you project his upside when you see that?
Well, first of all, you got to see his athleticism. He was very athletic and very lanky, I knew he was going to grow. I didn't think he was going to grow 100 or something more pounds, but I knew he was going to grow.
Near did anybody.
Yeah. You know, probably grew 2 more inches. He was like 6'2", now he's 6'4". It's all projection. That's what we do. He's probably one of the hardest job in baseball. Just project bodies and actions and baseball abilities. It's one of the toughest jobs in baseball.
So you see him, and how do you go about signing him? At what age? What age are you allowed to sign him in the Dominican?
Well, internationally, outside of the U.S., the rule is you got to be 16-year-old to sign a professional contract. He was 13, so I had to follow him all over all those years.
Okay, and how many teams are on him now? How many teams are watching him? A lot or just a few?
No, there was a lot of team on him. So, out of the 30, probably 16 or 17. And, there's a lot of hype going around the country about this young man from San Pedro de Macorís out of the Dominican Republic. He was the land of the shortstops and, I did my process. I did my evaluation. I had people from Minnesota go down there, see him play,
cross-check him?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah, cross-check what you've already said about him, that kind of thing?
Yeah. Bill Smith was the GM back then. Mike Ratcliffe, who's the vice president of player personnel, and Rob Anthony, all those guys came down there and saw him play. And, when it was time for us to make a call, I said, well, what they do MLB rule back then, and it is right now, they do an investigation just to make sure his age is correct.
Yes, and for people not familiar, over the years, it's gotten much better, but yeah. It was easy for kids to find false IDs, and exactly. A 20-year-old could pose as a 16-year-old.
Yeah, and after 9/11, the U.S. government just said, okay, we need everybody to use their real ID and all that kind of stuff. So that's when it all started after 9/11. So
sure.
Basically, Miguel went through the process, and that's where he ran into a wall for a couple of months where, that long process of the investigation, nobody believed he was that young because of that kind of body and talent. So he was like 3 or 4 months after MLB figured out the result, and that's where we made a move. So I'm talking about late September. Most of the teams had already spent their money, so we talked to Bill Smith, and he talked to ownership, and they make it work.
and you have to then settle on a number, right?
Yeah.
Because you're bidding against other teams.
Yeah, we were bidding against the Pirates back then. They offered 2.5, and we gave him 3.15. So, he decided to go with us.
Boy, that's a big number for a kid that young. Now, Jorge Polanco, what was that situation like when you found him?
Well, I started seeing Jorge by the same time later than Miguel. They were from the same hometown. They worked out pretty close by each other. Jorge was like 14 going to 15 years old. I see this lanky, skinny, very skinny kid, a short with actions and feel for hitting. And, I just started following him, and I actually signed Polanco first. And then that same year, we signed Polanco and Kepler for July 2nd of 09. And in October, we decided to sign Sano. So the three guys we have, the three young core we have, we signed the same year in 09.
Wow. And Polanco, so he's skinny, but again, you got to project. And what do you see in him that says he'll play?
Well, his ability to play the game, he was above his age, and the way he hit the ball. He didn't go far, but he was consistent. He made consistent contact. So I knew he was not going to be a guy that would strike out a lot, but made a lot of contact, got on base a lot. I knew he was going to play in the middle, either short or second, and he'll be average at it. He ran good, and we gave him $750,000 way back in July.
I remember when when he first came up, the coaches tell me they loved his soft hands. Could you see that then?
Oh yeah. He had a soft hand. Those are natural. He some guys are just natural, and they're built with different kind of ability, and they keep on working at it and get better.
Now, do you see a lot of guys like him that don't make it as well, that have the same kind of a skill set?
Oh, yeah. Polanco's makeup and the way he goes about his game is different. He's very mature for his age, and he's very focused. And Polanco's father was a former minor league player, so he got an idea of what he was going through.
That's big, isn't it, when dad's there to tell him what to do?
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, that's basically what happened to me. My dad used to be a scout for the Blue Jays.
Yes.
So, it kind of runs in the family.
Did you tag along with him a lot back in the day and do evaluations?
Yes. That's where I learned everything I know with my dad, Mike Ratcliffe, Terry Ryan. They took me by their side.
How do you learn what to look for?
It's a repetition. But you normally look for athleticism and makeup. That's the two biggest things, and tools and ability to play the game. How easy the guys throw the ball, how easy they run, do they play hard? Do they run hard? All that kind of stuff you gotta consider before you sign a guy.
Fred Guerrero, one passing thought, just last question. What's it like when you are we know about the people in the past, blah, blah. What's it mean to you when Polanco and Sano, in this case, both show up and one day they're in the American League, represent the American League All-Star team in the All-Star game? What does that mean to you as a scout?
I feel very proud. There's sort of, just because you see a guy grow so much, you know them since they were 14. Now they're playing in an All-Star game. That's one of the biggest joy I have in life. Seeing a kid I signed and went through all the minor leagues and play in those type of scenarios.
Fred, we appreciate it very much. Thanks so much for your time and congratulations.
Thank you very much. Thank you guys for having me.
You bet, Fred Guerrero.
All right.
Scout in the Dominican for the Minnesota Twins, and that's a critical position down there because there's so much talent down there, and you've got to see so many games with so many different players. Then you have to assess, as he mentioned, their skill set. I find it just fascinating when you start to try to figure out what a guy's upside is, and it's the same thing with every one of them. Can they make it to the big leagues? That's what you're looking at. Can they make it? Do they have one thing that can get them to the big leagues? So it might be speed. They might be extraordinary with speed. They talk about 5-tool players. Then all of a sudden they got a glove too. Okay, now they're 2-tool player. Oh, man, they can hit. Now you're a 3-tool player. You have 5-tool is the ultimate, and there are not many that are 5-tool players. But you have to decide if underneath those 5 tools, if there's enough, if they do something so well that they can push the needle and make it to the big leagues on that one major asset.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.